Am I starting?
How's this work? You talk first, I talk first.
I don't know. We're 68 episodes in. I still don't know.
Guys. What's up? Welcome back to the DBC. The Dad Bizzle Kizzle, my boys and girls.
My Brizzles. And bronies? Sizzles.
What's your bronies?
Brizzles and Sizzles. Bros and Sisses.
What's up, guys? My name's Cameron.
And our non-Bizzles.
Who the hell are you?
Non-binary.
You're non-binary?
I'm saying there's not just boys and girls out there. We gotta get the non-Bizzles, too. Non-binary, right. Folks.
And the dogs.
And the Dizzles.
Who are you?
And the cute little Kizzles. Oh, I'm your boy, Chad Hoy. What's up? Bad boy, Jizz Fist Toy, at your service. How's it going, folks?
There's a hole in my right sock that has exposed 4 of the 5 of my toes.
There's a snake in my boot.
This is episode 68 of the award-nominated but Grammy-snubbed Dad Podcast.
That is entirely true.
Yeah,
for sure.
Prove that it isn't, listeners.
Yeah, I dare you to Google the Dad Podcast. I bet it would come up as those other motherfuckers that do a podcast called the Dad Podcast, but we don't give a shit about them.
I forgot about them until right now.
Yeah, I did actually until I brought that up. It's weird. I don't actively think about it, but I was like,
yeah,
there is another Dad Podcast. I always forget. One of their names is Kyle, though. So, fuck you, Kyle.
What if they're like really big fans of us?
What if they listen? Yeah. What the fuck is up, Kyle?
How's it going, man? You better step the fuck up, Kyle.
Bring it, bitch. I dare you. Our podcast has way more listeners than yours. The thing is, I think those guys are actually dads.
Mm.
And they're like, I kind of fit. So like, we're just fat motherfuckers who do the Dad Podcast because we're fat. And we think it's funny.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Anyway, so what are we getting into this week, Cam? It's episode 68.
Yeah, I've got there's someone there's a few things here that I want to talk about, and I'll get to them all eventually. But the first and foremost, there are some beautiful trees here in Tennessee, and I haven't seen them. In Indiana. I'm sure they're probably up there, but I don't know enough about trees to say that for sure. But they sure are here, and I forget about them every year because they don't bloom very often. But they are these big white trees. They seriously look like cotton instead of like leaves or petals.
Interesting.
They're like that white, and they look very pretty, and they're everywhere down here. But there's a problem with them. Chad, they smell like cum.
Oh, I know those trees. They
have
them at Iwu.
They have them at Iwu?
Yeah.
What kind of trees are those?
I'm
Googling it. I'm going to Google trees semen that trees. Smell like cum.
I'll bet that'll actually come up.
I bet it will.
Come up.
Oh my gosh.
Is there... How many articles are there?
A Pyrus salariana, a deciduous tree that's common throughout North America, blossoms in early spring and produces beautiful 5-petaled white flowers that smell like semen. Every spring, your city smells like jizz and vomit.
Awesome.
So yeah,
they're very pretty.
I had my good friends, Jordan and Elise, visited last week. Elise had never been down here to see me. So our first day out, we were driving around and she's like, those trees are so pretty. And I'm like, yeah, once it gets warmer, they smell like cum. And I completely ruined them for her.
Oh no.
Yeah. So that's my, complaint of the week is that the cum trees are in bloom and they're going to start smelling up real bad. And they're everywhere. They're everywhere.
There's also these trees, Iwu had them, that just, they smell, I don't know what it is, They're like Japanese trees.
Cherry blossoms.
I don't know. That smell bad. Let's just do this.
They smell bad?
Maybe that is then. That can't be it. Oh, ginkgo.
Ginkgo trees. Yeah, I know ginkgo trees, baby.
Yeah, they're like really pretty, but they smell so bad.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't care if trees provide oxygen. They fucking suck.
They provide smelly oxygen sometimes. Yeah.
I would rather die from oxygen debt from drinking in all that carbon dioxide than have to smell a ginkgo tree ever again.
Yeah.
I'd rather the world just suffer.
I would rather die than leave my house, drive down the street, and for a minor couple of seconds when the wind's blowing just right with my window down, smell cum.
Yeah.
If I want to smell cum, I can sit at home and make it myself.
Jesus Christ. I want to smell cum, I'll pull out my old dirty t-shirt from high school, okay?
That I was desperate and I had to use one time because all my socks were in the dryer.
Everyone had one. Everyone had a jizz sock. It's true.
You know what sucks?
What sucks? What?
What sucks? Our parents, you know, probably.
Oh, they know.
Did our laundry and we're just like, gosh, again? This sock is so crusty. What the hell?
Oh, no. I never washed it. I hid it. I hid that sock, man.
Oh, no. Do you think you could crack it in half if you found it right now?
Oh, it's super gone. So, when I moved out, yeah, like after college, mm-hmm, my mom cleaned my room and I know she found so much weird stuff and I was just like, well, if she's never going to bring it up, I'm never going to bring it up. Like,
yeah.
And that actually happened to, so Riley, one of my best friends from high school, he had this nasty cum rag t-shirt in high school.
Cum rag and t-shirt's one day, my favorite 90s band.
Yeah, them and Chumbawamba were both really...
Kings of ska, really.
Kings of ska, yeah. No, but Riley had this shirt, man. And it was in high school, and his dad kept telling him to clean his room. And Riley was like... He was busy. He had soccer. He had show choir. He had all this stuff.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm not cleaning my fucking room. Like, I got other stuff. I got homework, you know? I'm a busy 17-year-old. Now that we're like, you know, 25, 26, we're like, yeah, okay, that's... No, you're not. But, yeah, so he had like... So his dad cleaned his room one day, and the t-shirt was gone.
Oh, no.
And Riley was freaking out for like a week. He's like, I know he found it, and I know he knows.
Yeah.
But he didn't say anything, and he's not gonna say anything. But it's just a secret. It's just this small secret between us, and it's tearing our family apart.
My dad found my wankerchief.
My dad found my spanky.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a good way to start this, huh?
Oh, man. This isn't even episode 69.
Man, yeah, we should have saved this for the dirty.
Yeah, we've said come 20 times.
You did. I said it maybe twice.
I said we, bitch.
Oh, man. Cool. Yeah, so that's fun. I don't even know what we were on before that. Oh, the cum trees.
Yeah, that was basically it.
Okay, those trees are cool.
Yeah, they're very pretty, but goodness gracious, do they smell like the bottom of the hamper.
Oh, man, I missed you. I'm so sad.
I missed you too, man. I know. Ugh, that's my fault.
We gotta stop being busy. Yeah.
I would like to, this is a great time for me to bring up the fact that I don't know when episode 69 is going to happen, because here's what's going on.
Oh, no.
Next week I'll be in Indiana. We're having an open house at the house that I'm currently in, so I'm going to be out of there. And it's also my birthday weekend. So I'm going up there to hang out with some friends and family. And then the next weekend is the first weekend after I close on my new house. So everyone's coming down and we're moving everything, and so I won't have, like, internet hooked up right away by that Sunday. So...
No.
It's probably going to be a couple weeks. But you have plenty of time to send us hate mail and bingo suggestions. Oh, I made a bingo card! I made a bingo game for the DBC.
Oh, it's amazing.
69 special. They're Christmas themed. It's really beautiful.
Oh, God. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you're busy. I don't even think you've talked about how you bought a house on the podcast yet, actually.
It's because it's very stressful in case you couldn't guess.
I had an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Mika just pulled a bone off of my shelf, and now she jumped down to grab it, and now she's dragging it along the floor, and now she's laying down in her bed to cheer on it. Sorry about it.
Wow. Well,
but yeah, I'm buying a house. Well, I already bought the house. Well, kind of. I'm closing on the 22nd, a week after my 25th birthday. And yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty exciting. I'm super pumped.
25 years old, buying a house.
Tennessee.
I'm 25 years old. I have an apartment, and I live in squalor because I still don't have furniture. So.
I love every time you boot up Skype and I just see that camping chair sitting there.
Yep, that's where I sit every day.
Oh, I
have
just
a bed and a chair, and I have my TV
and an Xbox.
Yeah, I have my TV sitting up on like one of those plastic tubs, and it's just full of books. And my TV is on top of it, which means obviously I don't read anymore because I'm past that part of my life. You know, school's over. What's there to read for, right?
Yeah.
I haven't read a book in probably like a year, I think.
I'm currently reading 4, and that's my problem, is I start 4 and I never finish any of them. But I have a bunch of intent to finish at least 2 of these. Yeah, man.
I like I just feel like I don't have time. Like I know that I do,
right.
But like I like to play video games and I right. like to, you know, go to the gym after work and stuff. And so it's like,
well, video games are kind of like interactive stories, therefore, or a social element. Really? Yeah, there are some games that are very much like movies or choose your own adventure books. I would argue that
I mean,
all of it is escapism and all of it is a form of art that you just use to activate parts of your brain that you don't normally use.
Yeah, that's true. I think books are different, though, still.
Yeah, well, obviously, they're different. You have to use more of your imagination when you're reading a book, because
God,
which is really cool.
It's super cool.
But
that's weird. Yeah, it's weird, man.
Probably
how
the exact opposite of a book is the PlayStation VR. I bought a new VR game, and it is wild.
Probably the exact opposite. What is it, Resident Evil?
No, not yet. I'm going to buy that. I realize I bought it too late because now I'm going to live on my own and I'm going to want to buy that game, but I'm not going to want to play it by myself.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to have to invite friends over when I decide to play it, and I might like film it and turn it into a thing.
That'd be really funny, actually, yeah.
Sounds super scary.
Why don't you do a vlog?
I thought about – this is the most millennial sentence I'm about to say. I thought about starting a blog or a vlog since I'm – about to live on my own, and I'll have like, you know, less things to do for a lot of the day. Like I like to keep myself sane. It'll be like I'm talking to someone else.
Yeah, you're gonna be working from home, living on your own.
Yeah, I might start putting something up on our like YouTube channel or something.
Man, I wish I could work from home. That'd be badass, dude.
Yeah, like Fifth Harmony. They work from home.
Who
they broke up? Fifth Harmony.
They worked from home?
They have that song Work From Home.
Oh, I've never... Yeah, That's where that chick came from, whose name we can say. I don't even remember
who
it is. Yeah.
Thank you, Bo, for teaching us uncultured little boys.
Actually, I think it's Caballo. I think you said it wrong again.
Son of a bitch. Banana, na-na,
puta mierda.
Ooh.
I said bitch shit in Spanish.
Bitch shit. That's my favorite Slipknot song.
Boy. Okay, Cam. How's your week, man? Or, I mean, your 2 weeks. Tell me.
Busy, man.
I mean, obviously, we covered you having a house, but.
Yeah, so that's a lot of what I've been dealing with. cum trees are in bloom. That's crazy. I ran out of gas for the first time last week when Jordan and Elise were visiting. So we went out to dinner. While you're driving? Oh, yeah. We went out to dinner. We went out to dinner with our friend Hallie and her parents, who were also visiting Nashville. And on the way there, on the way back earlier that day from somewhere else that we were at, my light came on in my car. And my gas, like, normally I see how many miles I have left till empty on my, you know, dash. But my car loves to do this really funny thing where it'll go from 40 miles left to just the letters L-O, like low.
Okay.
So I'm like, I got 40 miles. I'll be good. I'm just going to get gas after we go to the pharmacy, which is the burger place. I know that's confusing. But I was like, we're going to get dinner, or we're going to get gas after dinner. We should be fine. So we go to dinner. We're already running late. We get dinner. It was a great time. I ordered off their secret menu, and I got this like Chipotle chicken sandwich, and it was, ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we leave, and the way like we get home is we just get on this highway like right next to the restaurant. So we start up the car. I get on the highway, and my gas pedal, I'm pushing it down. But I'm just going slower, and I'm slowing down, and I'm slowing down. So I pull over on the shoulder. It's a rainy evening in Nashville. I got Jordan and Elise in the car with me.
Rainy evening in Nashville.
And I run out of gas, because I'm an idiot.
So what did you do? Okay.
So yeah. I have 24/7 roadside assistance with my warranty through Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Because I've kept my warranty super good. And so I call them and I go through this whole long process of like telling them where I'm at, and like they finally find me and they're like, okay, cool, we're gonna call someone real quick, we'll call you right back. I'm like, okay. So we're sitting there and it starts to rain, and then I get a call back from them. We've been on the side of the road, like just right on the shoulder of this bridge for like 10 minutes. And we get a call back and they're like, yeah, so we called someone and they'll be there to give you some gas in about 35 to 55 minutes. And I go, yeah, is there any way? I have family in town. I think I can just call them and they might be able to get here faster. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's totally fine.
So you wasted their fucking time.
Yes, cool. I did. Really... So they're like, you're going to be getting a call from the service department to know exactly where you are. So you could just tell them to cancel it. And I'm like, okay, thanks. So I called my brother, and he's like, yeah, I'll come bring you some gas. And so this place in Texas calls me. And at first I ignore it because I'm like, who the hell from Texas is calling me? And Elise is like, it's probably that service department. And I was like, oh. So they call back, and sure enough, it's them. And they're like, yo, are you here, and you need gas? I'm like, yeah, actually, my brother's just going to come bring me gas because, you know, you guys are going to take an hour. And they're like, okay, man, you have a good day. And I was like, oh, thanks. So Austin brought me gas. And when he pulled up, I don't know why I found this so funny, but I really did. He pulls up. I get out of the car, and right in the middle of where he and I both parked, in the middle of the rain, under the headlight beams coming from Austin's car, is just a dead squirrel.
Oh.
And I don't know if I hit it on my way to pull over or how long it's been there, but it was just such a weird omen. You know what I mean? I put the gas in my car looking at this dead squirrel behind us with my friends from out of town on their first night here just sitting in the car while I never run out of gas. I've never once driven my car till it ran out. And I was very embarrassed and upset, but it was funny. That was my week.
Wow. Wow. Well, that sounds fun. Interesting that that happened to you. Why didn't you just get gas?
Because we were running late to dinner, and I felt bad. So I'm like, I'll just get gas after dinner. I really thought I had enough time. I had enough.
So then you were extra late.
No, we ran out of gas after dinner.
Oh, after. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, start thinking ahead. Okay, yeah. That was mean. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. At least all week kept going, hey, remember that one time you ran out of gas? Like, yes, Elise, go back to Indiana.
I didn't. Yeah. No, I know you didn't.
But she did go back to Indiana because she lives there. So.
Yeah, when is she going to stop doing that? Actually, when are all of our Indiana friends going to stop? Like, just cut that shit out.
Yeah, Indiana friends, when the shit?
And New York friends.
And New York. John.
John. Thanks for the hate mail this week, babe.
Quick shout out to Rick, who now listens.
Yeah, Rick, our Nashville friend.
We freaking love you, baby. Rick gave me, I introduced Jordan to Rick, like, in person for the first time. And Rick works at an ice cream shop in Nashville called Pied Piper, and he gave me free ice cream, and it was such a beautiful gesture, and it was so delicious. And he gave me a poster from the Lights show that I saw at Mercy Lunch. Rick, wow. I love you, man.
I just played video games with Rick for, like, no joke, 6 hours, so.
Today?
Wow.
I'm joking, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Wrong pipe.
Oh my gosh, there are tears in my eyes. All right, I'm
You're
okay.
So pathetic.
No, man, I'm about to live on my own. You know what's funny about that? The drink I'm drinking is vodka, orange juice, and grenadine, and literally the orange juice and grenadine went down the right pipe. Fine, it's all vodka. My gosh.
I don't think that's how mixed drinks work. I don't think they're like...
Burns.
I think when you mix them, they become like homogenous. You know, I don't.
What do you call me?
Anyway, yeah. So my week. Since you didn't ask me, I guess I'll just go into it myself.
I did ask.
Okay, I missed it. I was just kidding. Yeah, my week, my 2 weeks really have been wild. I mean, obviously, I got drunk both weekends, but that's you know that's gonna happen.
Right.
But yeah, so this weekend was Eric's birthday, one of my BFFs who lives here in Austin, and that was badass. The weekend before, we went down to San Antonio to see Luke and his wife. So
nice.
I've been busy, man. We like went out in San Antonio last weekend, and it was like, I mean, San Antonio is cool, really. Like, I don't know. It's a lot cheaper to live there, and I would maybe consider moving there if Austin didn't have so much more going on, I feel like.
Dude, I've got to visit you, man.
Dude, South By's this week also. I'm going to have so many stories about that.
Nice.
But, yeah, so, like, last week we went to San Antonio. Really nothing crazy happened. You know, we just all drank. Like, Luke showed us the bars in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. We went shopping, and I got really annoyed because the girls are like, let's go shopping. And then they like went to Forever 21 and like all these places where I'm like, there is nothing for me here. I am a large man. These shirts, even if they made my size, I'm sure would be too small. Because it's Forever 21. So,
I thought you were talking about H&M.
Well, both, really. Yeah, I mean, same. Either or. Yeah, like even if they made, you know, like they probably make like a 2X, maybe.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I wear a 3, you know, just full disclosure, folks.
It would make a good cum rag.
Yeah, basically. It would make like a good like thigh shirt. Like I could probably put a 2X on my thigh and it would fit pretty well, but not my upper body. So there's that. So I was like, can we just go drink, please? And then we finally did.
Yeah.
And that was super cool. We just like went to like these bars. It was way more affordable And they had some beer shot combos that got me in trouble.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Tell me like more. Tell me more.
$5 beer shot combos at this one place.
Oh, shit.
And then $7 beer shot combos for, like, Jameson and, like, you know, like a decent, like, domestic, like a Dos Equis Ambar, you know,
nice. Like, nicer. Dude, that's how you do it. That's how you get – that's how you have a fun night.
That's how you get hammered. Yeah. And I did. I did. I had 3 beer shot combos, and, like, I had already had, you know, a decent amount of Kraken and like, yeah, 2 or 3 beers at the house. So I was set. Got pretty drunk. We didn't really do anything, though. I mean, like, we were out. We got food. I talked about intermittent fasting for far too long because I was drunk and someone asked me about it.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, like, an hour I was just talking to Riley, Luke's wife, about, like, what intermittent fasting is. And I was, you know, just all the knowledge I've learned about it in the past couple weeks, like, reading about it and stuff. But, yeah. And then this weekend was Eric's birthday. During the week, you know, like, I went to work, yada, yada. It was good. I did nothing but play video games after work. You know, like, I went to the gym once or twice. Ooh, my work has.
My work.
So, like, Gold's Gym is like $40 a month, but yeah, through my work, there's a Gold's Gym like a half mile or a quarter mile away from the office, and it's, yeah, like they just take $10.50 out of your check.
Oh my gosh. Like,
and I can just have a Gold's Gym membership, and it's pretty amazing. Nice.
I used to have Gold's, yeah, Gym equipment in my house, a bike, and I broke,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude. Gold's Gym is pretty. It's so, like, I've been thinking about that because it's a pretty nice place. Yeah.
Dude,
and it's,
that,
like,
that's
super
way
close to
better
work
than Planet Fitness, yeah, membership's like $25.
Yeah. Wait, really? I thought it was like $10.
For, well, Planet, I have the black card, which I don't use.
I have the black card.
Humble brag.
What's a black card even do?
It lets you do tanning, hydrotherapy, and then you can go to any Planet Fitness, not just the one that you live
in. Oh.
Which, okay, is going to help me out because I'm about to move. I'm going to have to go to a different PF chain.
Yeah. I mean, you could also just tell them you moved, and they'd make that one your home base.
I don't think they would.
That's weird, then.
I know, man. I finally am enough for a cooler drink. Enough points.
Anyway, yeah. So, so I'm going to start doing that and going to that gym. Because my apartment gym sucks. Like, we have one.
Yeah.
But it's like 2 treadmills and a bike. And then, like, free weights to go up to, like, 50 pounds, which isn't enough for me. Like,
humble brag.
Humble brag. Yeah, but they're not, so. yeah, but I really need to start working out, like, more. But it's just, like, I hate going to my apartment gym. And I hate traffic, so I, yeah, never want to go to the gym in traffic because Austin's traffic sucks. But this weekend was Eric's birthday. So it was on Friday, and, like, my weekend feels so weird because I've always been, like, going out on Saturday instead of, yeah, Friday, because Friday, no one wants to do anything because we're all fucking tired.
Right.
Because we're, like, you know, mid-20s now. We're getting old, right? Like, we're like, I don't want to go out on a Friday. I want to stay in.
Maybe, yeah, I would much rather stay in. And actually, yeah, man, every now and then, though, I do love going out on a Friday.
I like
I've typically
it a lot.
Been going out on Saturdays, too.
Yeah, I think I like it a lot more.
I like Saturday nights more. I agree. Because then you can brunch on Sundays, baby.
Mm. Love that brunch. You can brunch anywhere, whenever, though.
That's the, yeah, thing. You're right. That's fair.
But, so we go out for Eric's birthday on a Friday night. I had several tweets about it, but that's beside the point. We get there. I get there like 7:30, 7:40.
Uh-huh.
I like came home, played a little bit of PUBG. You know, for like an hour-ish, took a shower. I was trying to avoid traffic because South By is this weekend. And they live like on 35, which is like where South By is. Like the most heavily laden fucking road in Austin. It's terrible. Wow. So I get there finally after sitting in traffic for like half hour. And it's like a 15-minute drive. But yeah, sorry, I'm getting to. These are mundane details. No one cares. We start drinking when I get there. And then we hang out a little bit. Some people get there a little bit later. We go to Greenlight Social. It's this. It's like this. It's kind of a club in Austin. It's like, so like you go in, you walk up like, basically 3 stories, and then like you're on like a rooftop bar. It's kind of like Acme in Nashville.
Uh huh.
So you're on like this rooftop bar. We get up there, like I get like a beer, I like take a shot, you know, like just trying to get it working, you know what I'm saying?
Just trying to get a little loose.
Yeah, trying to get a little loose, you know. So I get a beer and a shot, and that was too much money. So I was like, okay. I walk out after getting my beer, and my friends, so like it's like Eric, his wife, Luke was here. His wife was in like Houston for something, and then there was like three other people we were with, just like. A gay couple that we know that live in Austin. They're really cool guys that, like, there's no point in saying their names. You wouldn't know them. And then,
that's fair.
Like, and then actually, that was it. So we're there. I come out with my beer and I see this, like, pretty tall guy. He's like 6'4". He's got a black shirt. And I look at him and I'm like, that kind of looks like the CEO of my company. and then he turns around. And I'm like, that's the CEO of my company. And so I walk up to him and I'm like, hey. And he's like, hey. And I was like, hey, I work the place you're the CEO of. And he's like, oh. He's like, you must be new. And I was like, yeah, like a month in. And we talked for like a short time. And I like meet, he's with two guys. One guy like provide, we get lunch on Friday for free. Uh-huh. And this guy is like, I provide the lunches. And I was like, oh, what's up? So I'm talking to this guy.
Thanks, bro.
And then my CEO pulls out a wad of bills and hands this guy I'm talking to a 20. And he's like, you guys go get some shots. So we go, we go to get shots. And he's like, what do you want? Fireball? And I was like, fuck no. and he's like, all right, I'll get you a Jameson. And I was like, all right, cool. Nice. So my CEO ended up buying me a shot.
That's rad.
And then we're walking back. I'm walking back after I take the shot with the guy. His name was Nino, who like does the food. We walk back up to him and he's like, was there any change? And Nino's like, yeah. And he's like, all right, give it to him. And then Nino hands me $4 change, and I just got $4 from my CEO. That's pretty cool. That's so then really I go sit rad. With my friends That's and I'm like, hey. Yeah. No, not at all. But
all right, that's fair.
Yeah. So like I go back to my friends and I was like, hey, I just ran into the CEO of my company. Like this is of course this would happen of all the fucking things that could happen.
Fired.
No, I wouldn't. I was like, I won't tell anybody. He's like, I'm not doing anything wrong. Tell whoever you want. Yeah. Which is why I'm telling you right now.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. But so that was weird.
Yeah.
And then we like go We go out, we go to this other bar, Dogwood, which honestly, don't remember a lot of what happened there. I think I like browned out. Like I remember like going there and maybe got a beer. I don't remember at all.
Nice.
But like we're dancing a little bit, you know, there's like live music. It's South by, like a lot of people are out. And it's like West 6th, which is like bougie bars, you know, like it's like all the clubs in Austin or around that area.
Yeah.
And so we're there for maybe like an hour. I have no clue how long. Time escaped me. Yeah. And then we're like, all right, we're moving on. And everyone's like, okay. So we just start walking. And the thing I love about being drunk is that when you like go to other places, you basically like teleport there.
Yes, it's so true. Like,
yeah,
like you don't remember the distance or being outside. You only remember being inside in the bars. It's a real thing.
It's true, man.
That's so funny.
It was like we just teleported around, and because we're the gay couple, of course, we ended up at a gay bar.
Gay bars are so lit, dude.
And gay bars are so lit.
Yeah.
And so this guy tweeted this. This guy in Austin, he had a viral tweet. Diamond, the guy I talked about him on here before, he wanted to. He wanted to do the team up thing. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But he tweeted this, and it's so true. He's like, I feel like if you're straight and you go to a gay bar and you're not dancing, like you're just in the way, you know? And it's like so.
That's hilarious.
So I went to this gay bar, and boy, I was throwing it down, bro. Oh, the other person was Susanna, which is our friend Tim's girlfriend, but she was there too. That's the other person. Yeah. So we're at the gay bar and I'm throwing it down. There are like bears everywhere, like big, shirtless, hairy men, like in this gay bar. I was like, wow, this is a different world that I'm in. And there's like this DJ, and it's like a light show, man. There's like lights going everywhere. It's like smoky. There's like 100 people on the dance floor. It was wild.
Yeah.
And I am just busting it open, dude. I was so drunk, and I was just, I was dancing so hard.
That's the best.
It was
best.
Amazing.
I don't dance and often. That's how I know I'm super drunk, is when I actually like go to a bar and dance.
I can't not dance, man. When everyone else is, oh my God, I'm into it. And I just kept, I don't remember how long we were there or anything like that, but oh my God, do I remember thrusting my hips. I had my hands behind my head, just humping the fuck out of the air for like 30 minutes.
That's amazing.
Just like going at it. Like if that air, I brought oxygen to climax it several times. I think it's probably true.
Then it smelled like cum trees in there.
Then it smelled like cum trees in there. It was nasty.
If any tree is gonna smell like cum, it should be dogwood.
That's gross. Did I tell you I went to the bar called Dogwood?
Yeah, made me think of dogwood trees.
That joke. Yeah, that bar was like outdoor too, and there's like an indoor part, but it was mostly outdoor. And I think it's called Dogwood because there was like a lot of big trees outside, like around it, which is really cool, really pretty. But yeah, so we go to the gay bar, and like, God, I was just slamming my dick around. It was wild. In the air, just humping the air so hard.
Yeah.
And I think, and Luke brought this up, and I don't remember saying this, but like, I think he was trying to like get me to like make moves on girls or something. And I was like, even when I'm drunk, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Why would I? No. That's dumb. I'm not going to try to hit on people.
I don't like
to
bother people at bars.
Yeah.
They're there to have a good time, just like us.
Yeah, I'm not trying to, like, hit on chicks or anything. Like, I mean, maybe if they're giving me the eyes,
maybe
I'll go to them.
Maybe if they hit on me first.
Yeah, like, if a girl's, like, looking at me a lot and, like, we make eye contact, sure, I will go over and talk to them. But, like, that wasn't happening. And maybe it was, but I was not looking around. I was in the zone. You know, like, I was just dancing my balls off.
Proud of you.
I felt like I took ecstasy, even though I've never taken it and I don't know what it feels like. I think what I was feeling was
Brittany,
like ecstasy.
Slow down, bitch.
But God, I was dancing so hard. It was amazing. And Luke's like trying to get me to hit on girls or something. And I was like, maybe if I pretend I'm gay, he'll make out with me. Cause there's no risk, right?
Yeah, I love like, College Humor videos too.
Wait, is that a College Humor video?
No, I'm just making fun of you.
Oh yeah, so so he was telling me that I was saying that, and I was like, I don't remember saying that, but probably I said that, you know, like.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. It's an Adam Sandler, Kevin James movie.
That
pretends to be gay to touch Jessica Biel's boobies.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
The official Rotten Tomatoes review of that movie. Hey, I like boys. Let me touch your boobies.
I mean, who wouldn't though, right? Like, you know. Jessica Biel's a babe.
Justin
that was
Timberlake
like
locked that down.
That was another sexual awakening I had. Was like
Jessica Biel
watching
Seventh
that movie.
Heaven, baby. Oh,
well, that too. I do remember her in that. I didn't really watch Seventh Heaven a lot, but it was on ABC Family sometimes.
That movie.
There was like that scene in Chuck. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, where she's like wearing a bikini or something, and
she's
like
just in her underwear, and it's like flesh colored. Yeah, I know.
And I was like, "Dang, she got a butt, dude." I was like, "Dang, Jessica,
dang,
girl, you working,
Jessica, doing squats, doing that stair machine at Planet Fitness. I hate.
Oh, I will never do the stair machine. My God,
I used to.
Oof, it's horrible. I did it once, and I was like, "This is really hard."
Yeah, I did 400 steps, and I thought I was gonna puke.
That's terrible,
I'm
man.
Like, this is why elevators exist. Listen to Aralyn.
Yeah. So that was that. And then we danced for a while. I think we never like got food or anything. So like I was just, we got back to the house and I was just drunk. I didn't have any time to sober up. And I think that's why the next day I had the worst hangover I've had in so long. Like I have not, I don't even really get hungover that much anymore. It's weird. Yeah. But God, I was so hungover on Saturday, and we like went and got food, and even that didn't help. Like we got and I was like, Eric, put on AP Bio. I want to watch this because he's been talking about it for like the last week, like the new show Glenn Howerton does from It's Always Sunny.
Oh yeah. Is it any good?
Yeah, and he said it's really good, and I was like, Eric, put it on AP good. Bio. I want to watch it. And then I remember him pulling up Hulu, and I was out. Like, I was asleep.
Nice.
Before he even had the show on. Like, I just passed the hell out. Yeah. So, we go to get brunch on Saturday. I have the worst headache I've ever had. Uh-huh. Like, I do not get headaches, but I was like, wow, this is horrible. Man, it was so rough. And then I came home at, like, 1, and I slept from, like, 3 until 7 p.m.
Wow.
And then I felt amazing. And then I played video games all night on Saturday, and it was awesome. Nice. So, yeah, I had a really good week/weekend/last week. It was all good, man.
Sounds good, dude.
Yeah, and I found out with my job, like, I thought I was going to be doing training for, like, another month, but, like, this is our last week in training coming up, and then we're, like, going to the floor to, like, be assistants for people.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
We're going to, like, I'm going to be start making commission and, like, 3 or 4 months, which is still long, but you know, that's okay. I'm just excited to like be doing something different. So yeah,
good for you.
It's been exciting.
Proud of you, baby.
Boy, I need to not drink so much.
Nah,
probably not.
Speaking of poor life choices, Chad, I think it's time. Best of Craigslist.
Oh boy, am I down with this. I've got 4 good ones.
Oh,
3
good ones. Lay them on me. So there I was, hot sauce on my titties.
Okay. Yeah, I'll read 3, and then there's one that I just want to read the headline of. Nothing interesting is in the body, but
okay.
So this one is in Glasgow, as in the one, like the real one, in like Ireland, Scotland.
Russia?
I forget where Glasgow is. I think Scotland.
Well, let me Google it. Glasgow,
Scotland.
Largest city in Scotland, to be fair.
There we go. Okay, this one's posted in Glasgow, and it reads
Camp Glasgow.
This is the. Are you done?
Remember Camp Lazlo?
Yes.
Yeah, that show sucked.
I hated that show too, actually. I never liked it. Okay, this is what this reads. The subject reads, any women willing to sell me their used toothbrush, 5 pounds.
No.
The body here reads, kinky guy here seeking any girl who would like to sell me their used toothbrush. Especially like it if you live an unhealthy lifestyle, i.e. drink or smoke. That's all there is to that, but it's really gross. This one's one of my favorites of this week. My next one is my real favorite, but this one's really funny. Subject reads, hiring a little person for birthday party.
No,
compensation, negotiable.
No,
body reads. No. I am looking to hire a little person to be present at a birthday party. It is scheduled to be on May 5th, and I would like to hire you for 4 hours, give or take, mostly to walk around and pass out beers, shots, snacks, etc. If possible, and amenable, wear a suit to be thrown against a dartboard. Please respond to this email if you are interested. Thank you.
Oh, no.
I love that. What do they need? Why do they need that person to wear
it? Is it a Jackass themed birthday party?
I don't know. All right. This one's my favorite. The subject reads, bouncer needed. the body reads. I need two bouncers. You have to be a big guy, and you must wear a suit and sunglasses. I can provide the sunglasses. The gig is simple. Follow me around in a bar on Saturday night. Maybe shove a few people out of my way. Make me look important. I'm also going to get fake headsets that you can whisper into every 15 minutes or so. I want everyone at the bar to think I'm the most important guy there. Bottom line, I just got my tax return, and I've wanted to do this since I was 21. Pay us $40 plus the cover. We'll go from about 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. dot, dot, dot. 2 a.m. at the latest. This is 100% a serious inquiry. Don't be fooled by the concept. Also, dinner from McDonald's will be provided.
Dude, I would do that.
Oh, I'd absolutely do it.
Dude, if you and I dressed up as bouncers for that boy, he would look like a badass.
Let me see this. Where is this at?
Can we figure this out? Also, to anyone listening, if you want Chad and I to pretend to be... This is a genius idea by this person. If you want to look like a badass and talk to anyone, girl, boy, non-binary in a bar, just hire Chad and I to pretend to be bouncers and follow you around all night. We'll only thrust our dicks for like 30 minutes tops during any song. Any given dance floor.
Oh, I didn't have my fucking... I want to see where this was posted.
Yeah, dude. I would totally take $40 for 3 hours and McDonald's. Hell yeah, dude. Every day, dude.
Oh, this might be in... Oh, I hope it's not in Connecticut.
What the heck is in Connecticut?
New Haven. Oh, man. Damn it. In Connecticut. Oh, it was so... Dang it. Guys, I thought, okay, there was an Ellsworth Avenue in Dallas, and I was like, wait a minute.
Man, guys, all right, seriously, anyone out there who wants fake ass bodyguards, we are two big old intimidating white boys as long as we don't open our mouths.
Do you think we're really intimidating just because of our size? No way.
Big enough. I think we could be.
I'm not like taller than most people. I'm like 6 foot-ish, 6'1" maybe, tops.
Austin just walked in and asked me if he's holding a black plastic bag and goes, "Do you want fireworks?" I'm like, no.
Do you want fireworks?
He's like, "You don't want fireworks?" I'm like, no. They're like packing up stuff and like.
He's so stupid.
I know.
He's so stupid.
Do you want fireworks? Because he doesn't know what to do with them or what. Doesn't want to do anything with them. He just wants.
Why doesn't he just take them? Just take them with him.
He literally gave me a cape. I have a cape now. Because he was cleaning out his closet and he had some cape for some dumb fraternity thing. And now I have a cape. Because of course I'm going to take a cape. There are so many opportunities for me to wear a cape in my life. In my own work. Like, guys, let me know in the comments down below if you would watch my vlog.
I'll let you know right now, I would watch the shit out of your vlog.
Thank you, Chad. I think I'm it would be a long form of my Snapchats, basically.
Yeah, so it'd be funny. You know what I mean? You know how to edit video.
Yeah, I'm going to try it. I think I'm going to start. I'm going to become a vlogger. Hey, guys, what's up? It's your boy Cameron from the wildly popular DBC.
Oh, that'd be funny. Yeah, okay. And then I just want to read the headline of this one.
Okay.
That reads, it just says... And it's about a car, obviously.
Right.
But it just reads, "Buy this piece of shit," in all caps.
Great selling word.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously people are interested. Okay. We've gotten through those. Cameron, I know.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It's time for hate mail.
It's time. We've got four... pieces, really, because we can group Taylor's together. We got four pieces of hate mail from you beautiful bastards and bastardettes. I didn't like that. I didn't mean to call you guys bastardettes. Bastards, yes, but Chelsea and Taylor, I appreciate you both. International Women's Day was last week, and you know what? Every day is pretty much should be International Women's Day. It's just like Valentine's Day. Like, go out and enjoy Valentine's Day. Go out and enjoy International Women's Day. Then every other day, still love one another. I don't know how I got onto that soapbox, but our first piece of hate mail comes to us from Chelsea. Chelsea and I went to high school together, and I miss you, Chelsea.
She apparently listens.
Thanks for writing in. Yeah, thanks for listening and thanks for writing in, because I'm really really excited about this one. So, Chelsea writes to us with the subject, Lady Listener. And the body reads, thanks for the consideration, baby boys. That's three eyes. But the bad yeast infection jokes actually offend me less than your frequent, revolting, and questionable belches. Or, if I may use a DBC created... Nice.
Thank you.
If I may use a DBC created term, horks. That's a deep cut.
That is a deep cut. Wow.
If I can last through those gag-inducing regurgitations, I think I can handle your giggly references to STDs and or sexual activity. Nice. How'd you feel about the cum tree bit? Despite that, I am not sure how this happened. I look forward to listening to your disorganized and bizarre hodgepodge of a podcast each Monday, which makes it hard to send you hate mail when you don't actually hate the podcast, you know? With grudging appreciation, 1/3 of your female listeners, Chelsea. That's P.S. very true. Congrats on the house, Cameron. Thank you, Chelsea. Also, when you were chatting about the early Pokemon days, it reminded me of when you used to live across the street from Drew. Didn't you have a Yu-Gi-Oh! Clubhouse? I sure as shit did. I used to have my friends over after third grade, and we would just go up into the clubhouse and play Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards. It was lit. P.P.S. That was when I was in love with Lori Newhouse. P.P.S. Idea for your bingo card. When one of you Googles something, or Chad admitting he is looking for a Craigslist during the podcast, or hearing Mika jingle around in the background. Chelsea, I took that into consideration, and they are all on the bingo card. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was a really good one. Thanks, Chelsea, for listening. All right, Chad, you want to do the next one?
I can do the next two.
I want you to read John's. And,
oh, okay. I will do Rick's, and you can do T-Mama's together. Okay. All right. All right, Ricky. Thank you for the hate mail. This reads, well, it's just mail, actually.
Yeah.
Let me read. Let me look at this. It's just a link, but okay. The headline reads, "Aw nuts."
I feel like that's going to be a pun.
I think it is. And it says, this might be old news, but if you guys haven't heard of this, it's definitely a must read. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Thank you, Ricky. All right.
Oh my.
Ooh.
Oh no.
Oh. Oh God.
Oh no.
I'm gonna read an excerpt from this because I think this
can
is
you read
long.
The headline first?
Yeah, this is pretty long. Okay. Norwegian man's hilarious complaint to IKEA after getting a testicle caught in one of their stools while having a shower becomes internet hit.
Oh no.
Oh, I'm just gonna read this like timeline, yeah. I guess. And it says, Claus Jorstad of Alta, Norway, bought a Marius stool to help him shower. The IKEA chair has holes in the seat, and one of his testicles got trapped. The water heat caused his testicle to expand and made it hard to untangle. It was only when the water turned cold that his freedom emerged again. His freedom emerged again. While reaching for a hairdryer to get warm, his testicle came loose. The cold water caused shrinkage and allowed the testicle to dislodge. That's very true. Shrinkage is real. He told IKEA on Facebook, calling his genitals the skipper and two sailors.
Captain D's.
The retailer responded as the post was shared tens of thousands of times. IKEA said, make sure you are well-dressed for your next sea excursion.
Wow.
Claus replied with a new photo of the seat covered in cloth for protection. Okay.
That's incredible.
Oh, no.
Nuts indeed, Rick.
Oh, no. There's pictures. Oh, no.
Wait,
there's so many pictures.
Hold on. I'm going to
scroll. Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. There's one where he's looking through the holes, and yep, those are definitely testicle sized.
Those are big enough for your testicles. Wow.
Oh, gosh, it looks like a... Oh, my.
He bought the chair for showering because he had a knee injury, but his testicle became trapped this week after falling in a hole in the stool and swelling in the hot conditions. Oh, man. Oh,
I couldn't effing move. So much. Imagine an angry Irishman having an incident, cursing his way.
Yeah, I would read. Sitting there and noticing the accident, I bent down to see what the fuck happened. I realized the little nutter had got stuck. he told Dale.
I'm gonna puke. And
I couldn't fucking move. Imagine an angry Irishman having an incident cursing this way. And as I couldn't move, I started pondering how the hell I was going to get out of the mess. After a lot of pondering forth and back, I realized I had no bloody ideas. The water turned cold by itself, so I started freezing. The water got cold, even more cold than my mother-in-law's smile when I married her daughter. Wow, this guy is a character.
The wordsmith. Do you see the picture with the cloth covering the stool?
Oh man,
that's really good.
Wow, thank you, Rick. That is man. So funny.
I love these clickbait articles at the end of everything.
Yeah,
13 stunning weather girls who have gone viral. It's like eBay, but everything sells in 90 seconds. These prom photos should never been captured. That's exactly what it said. Oh, man, that's really funny, Rick. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
All right. The next one comes to us from Taylor T. Mama. First, there's a picture that she goes, a new version of B or P, birth or porno. And it's a tweet where someone's aunt made a baby shower game where they have close-ups of females' faces. And you have to guess if this face is either in the middle of a birth or middle of an orgasm. That's God. Really funny. Oh, man. Happy International Women's Day, everybody. The next one, this is an actual hate mail. And the subject line, which I really appreciate, The Return of T-Mama, my favorite Star Wars prequel. Technically, that's the original trilogy, Return of the Jedi.
Just forget it, Cameron.
That's okay. The body reads, seriously, Cam, we're 67 episodes into this travesty of travesty. Oh my gosh. Let me start over. Oh, take two. Seriously, Cam, we're 67 episodes into this travesty of noise y'all call a podcast, and you're still letting your bodily functions flood our ear holes? Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way. I hate that so much about... I hate so much about the things that you choose to be. But also, let's be cool, you bought a house, I guess. Wait, you know what? I take that back after that yeast infection joke, and I hate myself for laughing a tiny bit.
Yeah, you do.
I don't remember the yeast infection joke. Can I be
honest? I don't even remember what it was. I don't remember in context. It's been
2 weeks. Chad, your drunken strength night sounds amazing, and I want to witness that someday. Retweet. Although I feel I am nowhere near cool enough to hang with drunken you or Cam.
False.
Or Eric in general. He's just like the epitome of cool. Actually, so is Elijah. They're just so cool. They're those people you follow on Insta and marvel at how pretty and cool they are. Is that weird? Yeah, maybe. But that's just who I am. Maybe don't read that. Or do. Because I'm sure neither of them listen because they're too cool.
Wait! Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so am I the only person who hasn't crapped their pants as an adult?
Yes.
Literally 4 of the 6 of us in the art department says that they have also either sharded or just plain pooped their pants. They then proceeded to say that if you have, I'm assuming that she meant to say, haven't pooped your pants as an adult, you're lying. What? This is not a normal thing! It's absolutely a normal thing, T-Mama, but it's humble brag that you haven't shit yourself.
It's not a normal thing.
Have you ever shit yourself, Chad?
No!
What?
Not since I was a toddler.
Bullshit. You never sharded. You never trusted a fart too much.
No.
You're a liar. Oh my gosh. I have a quick story after this hate mail.
Oh no.
It's disgusting. Anyway, she goes, as always, hate you boys. 3 hearts. T-Mama. P.S. Enjoy this pic of my little BB bug, Gus. And there's a picture of her hedgehog.
Wait, that's... actually her hedgehog?
Yeah, his name's Gus.
That's so cute.
That is really cute. That's really cute. So today I had to throw away my bidet.
What?
Chad.
You broke it?
No, I didn't break it. So we're about to show the house, right? And our agent's like, you got to take the bidet off this thing. So we took the bidet off. And
why?
We took the bidet off.
Why did you have to,
We took the bidet off.
Oh, Bible Day's gonna be so pissed.
There was poop in it.
Oh.
Somehow.
Ew.
Somehow my shit defied gravity and went up under the bidet.
Oh,
so I just just threw that shit away.
Oh, Bible Day. Thank you for the free $80 bidet, though. That was really nice of you guys.
Yeah. Could you send me one?
Could you send me another one?
Send me another one. I ruined it.
That's the best sponsor we've had, though, for sure.
I can't believe I ruined it. I have issues. I have a weird butthole.
I guess, man. That is.
That's wow. A problem, man. If you, how does it get under the bidet?
You got shit
on the back of the toilet.
That's gross.
Real gross, man. And that's on the internet now. All right, moving on. Last hate mail, and we'll get the heck out of here.
All right, this one is from our boy John. Hey, John.
Hi, John. Love you.
Subject reads, I'm compelled to send you hate mail.
Brilliant. I'm excited.
Thank you. Okay, the body reads, holy hell, guys. Your content is going down the damn drain. Clearly, no one else cares to speak up enough to send you some hate, and because of this lack of hatred, your quality is about the same as a dumpster that a trash panda raids. So listen the fuck up, you tone-deaf shit balloons, because you are getting... because you are getting what you deserve.
Tone Deaf Shit Balloons is my favorite German song that became a pop hit in America.
Okay, I'm going to say right now before I read this line, this is fucking not true. The Sam Walton Walmart bit was terrible. Again, not true.
Not true.
Just never do that again. It ranks up there with just the tip with Terrence. Seriously, not a good bit. And I swear to God, if I hear that's a good bit again... I'm going to lose my damn mind.
It's a good bit, though.
You both need to pay attention to your listeners and stick with what works. Band or porno, or whatever sad excuse of a love life you two 20-piece McNothings have to offer.
20-piece McNothings?
That's really good. Oh, Episode 69. Nice. Better be good. In all seriousness, y'all are great. See you in Pochinki. You know what? Could have done without the niceties at the end, John. I don't give a fuck.
Everyone does that. Everyone redeems themselves.
Yeah, no. I want you to actually hate me. I want you to actually actively hate me. Just on the podcast. Not in, like in real life or anything.
Yeah,
we
can still hang. But I want you to make my gizzards hurt.
Okay, but actually, Sam Walton Walmart was a good bit, in my opinion. I thought it was funny.
I thought it was really funny.
Yeah. So, you can fuck off, man. You can fuck right off. You're a hater. You're just a hater.
Haters
and I know
hate.
That we asked for it. We asked for the hate, but
we did.
You're still
Speaking
a hater.
Of, guys, thank you so much for sending in all this hate mail this week. Boy, when it rains, it pours. How about you do it a little more consistently?
Yeah, so we don't have so much.
So then we're not reading four in 1 week and then begging for it the next week. But we do really appreciate it. Send if you are listening and you're like, wow, that hate mail was just good, you can send us hate mail to hoyweave@gmail.com, especially because next episode that comes out, we'll let you know, is episode 69. And it's going to be there. We're going to give you so many reasons to hate us. So many reasons.
You're going to have a lot of reasons. There's never been any reason.
Hi, I'm Sam Walton, owner of Sam's Club, and we have a big old sale on a big old supply of reasons for you to hate us.
My name is Sam Walton, founder of Walmart. I don't even remember how this bit started or what it entailed, but I think it's a good bit.
Hi, my name's Sam Walton. John, you hurt my feelings.
Hi, my name is Sam Walton. John, if you could refrain from saying that I'm a bad bit, because I think I'm a pretty good bit. I think that'd be really kind of you. And also, bidets are on special.
That's a good bit.
Yeah, that's a good bit. Exactly.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Guys, thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Dad Podcast. Tell your friends, tell your aunt, tell your grandma that episode 69 is going to be a hoot and a half, if I dare say so.
Yeah. The only way we're getting this out is by word of mouth. We're not advertising this. You know, so if you feel like you enjoy it, you know, if someone hears you just giggling it up in your cubicle this week,
yeah,
and they're like, what's so GD funny, Teresa? I want you to tell them. I want you to be like, well, I'm listening to these funny, cute little boys do the Dad Podcast. It's called Dad Podcast. Cam and Chad, they're really nice, funny guys. They're good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
would appreciate that.
Yeah, you know? We sure as shit would. can confirm. Cam confirm.
Cam, where can we find you on social media, Bubby?
Gosh dang it. You can find me at LavinousCam2 on Twitter. It's LavinousCam2. I'm on Instagram and Snapchat as well, at LavinousCam, without that too. And also, be looking out for my vlog. It's going to be happening. I really think so. Chad? Oh, also, I make music under the name Staircase Wit. Everywhere music is sold and streamed digitally. New single, The Last Time Out Now. Go check it out. Chad, where can they find you?
More like Staircase, That's a Good Bit.
Oh!
Right?
John just went,
oh, he did, though. That's the thing. Oh, man. Yeah, you can find me on social media at Chad Hoy. That's just my name, Chadhoy on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I refer to it as Snapchad. No, I don't. But yeah, so you can find me on those places. Facebook, I want to keep that personal.
Okay.
But I do music as well. I do music. It's bad. But it's on Spotify under my name, Chad Hoy, CHAD space, HOY over there. Yeah, and those are the spots. Those are the places you can find me. Ooh. Twitter is that's where I spend all my time. So if you want to follow me on Twitter, that's the best place.
Chad, why is it so dark in your room?
Because it's starting to get dark out and I don't have a light on right now.
Oh, man, that was so drastic. It just happened all of a sudden, I feel like.
Yeah, I had so much natural light. It's because the sun went down over my skylight.
Oh,
it's not coming.
Wow, you have a skylight, humble brag.
I live on the third floor, and I have these windows that face the west. And so, when the sun's setting, the sun kind of comes in through there. It's really pretty and nice.
Sounds like it.
It is, but my apartment's also a piece of trash. So
nice. Stay tuned for episode 69. Like I said, probably not going to be next week or the week after, but. It won't be any later than that next week. I swear. Follow us on Twitter at @_dadpodcast for more information on that. We'll let you know.
Yeah.
Or just email us. We'll send you a quick. Be like, hey, boys, this isn't hate mail. We just want to know when that gosh darn episode's coming out. We'll be like, can Cam confirm it's now? But actually, don't do that. Just send us good content for episode 69. It's going to be wild.
Yeah. We're going to get drunk, and we are going to record.
And we're going to tweet out the bingo sheets, so you can either play bingo or a drinking game with the bingo, as in both. Like, each space, every time it happens,
make
take a drink.
Make it an event. Make it an event, folks.
Yeah, that's set aside want. About your whole night, because you're going to get wasty, can't go out. Order in some Domino's pizza or some other pizza that you prefer. And
2 for $6. Do that 2 for $6 Domino's time, baby.
Baby. Oh, baby. Yeah. I want
two
you to
medium,
do that.
Two topping pizzas for $6 each. That's a steal. Man, we're sponsored by Domino's. Go to Domino's.com/dadpodcast.
We're talking pepperoni and sausage at the same time.
Oh, baby. Maybe even pepperoni. Get a little banana peppers on there.
Chad, before we go, I want you to tell everybody what they should be doing between now and episode 69. Go ahead.
So what I want you to do this week. I want you, actually not even this week, over this absence of the baby boys, I want you to think about yourself. Consider some things. Look deep down. I tell you that all the time, but I want you to look deep down, deeper. Are you looking? Are you looking? Are you going deep? Are you going deep?
deeper.
So fucking deep.
That's what she said.
Nice.
Go deeper.
I can't.
Go to your toes.
Biologically, I can't go any deeper. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You know what? Let's just call it quits tonight. I'm sorry. Now I'm in my head, and I'm so sorry. Stop. I'm gonna go in the kitchen and make some food. Do you want anything? I gotta take time. Where are my boxers? Where are my boxers? Because I don't want to walk through the apartment. Nate, it's cold. I know you know it's cold. Gosh, okay. See, every time this is what happens. I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. You know what? No, it's fine. Just don't worry. Here, just hand me that pillow. Okay, never mind. I'll just get it myself. I'll sleep on the couch tonight. I get it. I understand. Night.
I want you to go deeper inside of yourself. I want you to think about what you truly want. Are you thinking of it? Good. Now, think about what the number 69 means to you. Does it mean something a little pervy? Or is it just a number to you? If it's just a number, I want you to rethink a lot of things because it should be something a little pervy to you. When everyone sees 69, they need to know that's the funny sex number. And I want you to prepare yourself because in 2 weeks, maybe just one, but it might be 2 weeks. The Dad Podcast Boys, if we're going to release an episode out of this fucking world, and you better be prepared for it. Have a good week. I love you.
Love you so much.
Love you so much.
Bye. Man. Smells like cum trees in here after all that.
Dude, the end of those episodes, that's my favorite part.
Me too.